This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Monday, November 11. Why have you forsaken me? Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. In you our ancestors put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by everyone, despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord, they say. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Yet you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast. From birth I was cast on you. From my mother's womb you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there's no one to help. Many bulls surround me. Strong bulls of Bashan encircle me. Roaring lions, they tear their prey, open their mouths wide against me. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart has turned to wax, it has melted within me. My mouth is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of death. Dogs surround me, a pack of villains encircles me. They pierce my hands and my feet. All my bones are on display. People stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. But you, Lord, do not be far from me. You are my strength. Come quickly to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dogs. Rescue me from the mouth of the lions. Save me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will declare your name to my people. In the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honor him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel. For he has not despised or scorned the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help. From you comes the theme of my praise in the great assembly. Before those who fear you, I will fulfill my vows. The poor will eat and be satisfied. Those who seek the Lord will praise him. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the rich of the earth will feast and worship. All who go down to the dust will kneel before him. Those who cannot keep themselves alive. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord. They will proclaim his righteousness, declaring to a people yet unborn, he has done it. Psalm 22 asks one of history's most haunting questions. We don't know if King David of Israel experienced the scenes here in his life, or perhaps in a dream or vision, but several parts of this psalm accurately portray the crucifixion of Jesus, the Son of God, who was also a descendant of David. When I first read this psalm as a new Christian, I was astonished. I could see why Christ exclaimed the opening line of Psalm 22 while he hung dying on the cross. Jesus was no unwitting victim of a Jewish-Roman conspiracy. He had led a parade into Jerusalem before a cheering, hopeful crowd, only to disappoint them by week's end. Then he surrendered to his captor's sham trial, endured his disciples' abandonment, and suffered death by crucifixion. His singular complaint was, my God, why have you forsaken me? We can understand why Jesus cried David's question. When the unbearable happens, we want to know why. We might never know the answer fully, but Jesus knew God's answer. The Son of God endured God-forsakenness so that we might be forgiven forever. His righteousness paid for our redemption. And of that finished work we sing, thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, you were God forsaken so that we don't have to be. How can we ever thank you enough? Help us to show our gratitude for all your grace to us. Help us to live for you. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.